The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and welcome everyone to my Saturday broadcast of Psychic View, which is the new day and time for the program. So moved it over here about a month ago, and now we will be Saturdays at 9 a.m. Seems to be a better time for most folks as they are sleeping in on a Saturday and enjoying their coffee and listening or calling into this broadcast, which is great. I do want to make an announcement about someone that I thought was just one of the most amazing men in Las Vegas. Gentleman by the name of Steve Shore. He passed away this week, and he did more for this Las Vegas community than probably any other one individual. Just a loving spirit, a loving heart, and I'm sorry to see him go. The other thing I wanted to let you know is that, yes, I am available for phone sessions. I'm available for in-person sessions in Las Vegas. To schedule any of those with me, just go to my website at www.mona.vegas. I'm going to go right to the callers. I've got somebody here from the 216 area code. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. It's Desmond.
Oh, hi, Desmond. What's your question for me today?
My question is, I have a lady friend. We are real, we have a close relationship. We are friends for right now, but I can tell she likes me, but her situation is somewhat complicated, so I want to know,
the complicated situation, Desmond, is there's still some leftover business with a man. And what it's saying here is that until she can take care of the leftover business, this relationship can't move forward in the way you want it to. But here's what I would do, is I would go to your lady friend and I would say, I know you're going through a really tough time right now, and as much as I care about you, I'm not going to take things to the next level until you get things squared away with this man. But do I see the potential for a future with her? Yeah, I do. I really like her. She's just involved with this man right now, Desmond, that's just awful. I mean, it's
right.
Awful for her. So here's the thing. It's got to go through whatever legal process or whatever protocol it needs to go through to be done and ended. And it's even more complicated if she has a child. So what it's saying is that there are some boxes she needs to check off in order for you to feel comfortable with the idea that this relationship could move forward. But she's just in a really, really bad situation, and at some point she's going to have to address it. So it's saying here that if she addresses it within the next 6 weeks, if she can get this finished by the end of this year, then 2021 moving forward with her looks like it's got great potential for you, Desmond.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I like her. She's just in a very uncomfortable, complicated, bad situation right now, and she's got to clear that up before you before you think that there could be a relationship moving forward with her.
Okay, that makes sense. A lot of sense, really. Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Right.
Have a great weekend. Thanks. Okay,
right.
Bye. I'm going to go to area code 347. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Tanika.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say Tanisa?
Tanika.
Oh, Tanika. Hi, Tanika.
Hi.
What's your question for me today?
Hi. I wanted to know what you see for me future-wise with relationship and a partner.
So, okay. You know what's so funny is when you ask that question, I almost asked you a question back, but I'm not going to. There are two fellas coming up in your cards here. The first one is he's going to initially come across as somebody that's very witty and very engaging and very manly. And then when you find out that he's really not all that confident in his deepest part of himself and that he's actually really insecure, and that's going to show as a short fuse or a short temper. As soon as you discover that with this man, you need to take a big step back. But initially, he's going to be amazingly charming, all right? Then the second guy that's coming up in your reading is the one that I like. And he's somebody that is, he's very easygoing. He spends a lot of time outdoors. He's somebody that likes sports. So it could be, I don't know, it could be basketball, baseball, soccer. He likes to be out, tennis even. He likes to be outdoors more than he likes to be indoors. So this is somebody that you may meet down the road, probably in 2021, at a sporting event because he likes that, all right? But what it's saying here is that you probably won't meet this either one of these new fellas till March or April of next year. So instead of, I guess, trying to make something work now, I would treat whatever's going on now as a friendship and not necessarily as something you can count on moving forward. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Tanika. Thanks for the call. See you later.
All right, I'll keep listening. Thank you.
Okay. All right, I'll put you back on hold. All right, cool.
Okay.
All right, I've got somebody here from the – hold on. My computer's going a little slow. Got somebody here from the 313 area code. Hello, 313. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Jarrell. How are you?
Oh, hi, Jarrell. What's your question?
Yes, do you see me getting a new job? I have two jobs, and one of them I've been there 4 years, and it's just time to go.
Well, here's the reason that it's time to leave the job that you've been at for 4 years, because you are just not appreciated. I mean, because here you are, seriously, here you are in this job doing more than you need to do at this job in order for you to do your job. In other words, what it's saying here is that you're covering some lazy dude's butt in order for your work to look like it's good. You see? So,
yeah, and I
know.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. Sorry,
that's
yeah, because
okay.
I've supposed to have been evaluated in August, and I still haven't been evaluated, and my supervisor 2 days ago going to tell me that he's going to put me on nice and this and that and this and that. So I'm just ready to go.
So here's the thing, is that there I want you to get one full-time job that pays you as much as your two jobs, all right?
Yes.
So whatever you think your next level is connected with your career, that's the way it needs to go. So what industry are you in?
I'm both in the food industry, and I do have an associate's degree, an arts degree.
Okay.
As far as
so,
school, yes, but
okay.
I'm in the food industry. Go ahead.
Okay, so what it's saying here is that it may be time for you to go to a higher level restaurant in some way. I'd rather you be a server and work at a higher end restaurant where you have an opportunity to make better tips. What it's saying here, though, is that your supervisor's stringing you along. That whatever he's saying to you ain't going to happen. It's just not. All right. So what I'm getting here is that it might be time for you to reach out to any employees that have left this job and gone someplace else. You might want to find out where they went and see if there might be an opportunity there for you. Because what I keep getting here is, yes, you are going to change jobs. Yes, it's about time that you made yourself a priority. And I don't like your supervisor at all.
Yeah, he's the same age as me. We're both 24. I mean,
yeah,
25, 26. Damn, I don't even know my own age.
Yeah, and he's done a marvelous job of convincing you that, you know, I remember once, and this is years ago, but I remember, seriously, I worked in the hotel industry. I worked at the front desk at a hotel, and I remember my supervisor telling me, well, we can't promote you because how would we replace you? Seriously, I had a supervisor tell me that. And I'm like, in other words, it was one of those left-handed compliments saying, there's no freaking way we're going to replace you because, or promote you because we don't want to go through the effort of training somebody else to do what you do. So so I had to think about it because it was one of those, it set me back because it was sort of a compliment, but it was sort of a, I didn't get what I want. So I actually went back to the supervisor a few days later and I said, so you've never had a woman in this position before, and if I don't get to interview for this position moving forward, I'm going to report you to the labor board.
Wow, for real?
Yeah, and the next time the job came up, I got to interview for it, but I didn't get it. But the time after that, I got the job.
Yeah.
Because
I've been there 4 years, I work at a nursing home, and I do dietary there.
Right.
You know.
So you realize that you can probably find someone to actually be a companion to for more money privately than if you work at a retirement home. You know that, right? And your 4 years experience would be that you could actually go in and take care of, you know, either an older person or a younger person just by going in during their work hours, and you would probably make more money than what you're making now because you'd be the person doing everything you're doing now, which qualifies you to do this for private care. And what I would do is I would look for staffing services that do private care. And sign up with them because they're probably going to pay you, I think it's around $20 an hour for the skills you bring to the table. So then you get to go to one relaxed environment where you're taking care of one person or maybe an older couple where you go in, you might do a little light housekeeping, you will cook their food, you'll help them to the bathroom, which you probably already do now, right, with some of them.
I deal with the food.
Well, it doesn't matter.
It could
simply mean that they need somebody to stay with their older parents because they might have a little onset dementia, and they don't want anyone leaving the burner on. You see what I mean?
That's
what I would do is I would go to one of those temporary staffing services that literally do home health care and apply and see what you get. Because you can always turn down whatever's offered to you. But it's a really good resource for you because it might also lead into something else that's not connected with home health. You see?
Yeah, it could be a lot of different ways around it. Yes.
All right, gal pal.
Well, thank
you for the call. All right, see you later.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay,
right,
you too.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here for. So there's somebody here that's on hold that has their number blocked. I'd love to be able to put them on the air, but you have to hit *82 so I can see your number. I don't put blocked callers on the air, just FYI and letting you know. So I am going to go to area code 312. Hello, 312. Who's this?
Hi, this is Karen from Chicago.
Oh, hi, Karen from Chicago. What's your question?
I want to find out, I'm also looking to, I have a project coming up and then probably in the next week. It's like I work from home, but then I want to get into the trucking transport business. I used to work in it before, but I'm wondering if you see that happening in the month of December or January.
Well, okay, that's a really good month for you to actually be hired on, no matter what capacity you would be. The other thing, too, is that you may not have thought of this or you may have already thought of this, but you might want to start applying with some of the convention logistics companies where they help with the transport of, you know, trade show booths and setup for any of the big, you know, convention cities. that you end up being the logistics manager or the project manager for that, because that, in my opinion, that would be the sort of the next level up connected with just plain old trucking. Do you see what I mean?
Okay.
So,
yes.
But what it's saying here is that there is somebody, and he's likely to be a water sign, so Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, brown hair, blue eyes, somebody that already knows the quality of your work. So it might be somebody that you could jump on LinkedIn and find him. And I think it's somebody you already know.
Okay.
That already knows the quality of your work. So what it's saying here is that it's saying that there's going to be a couple of little coincidental things that end up happening in your favor, and that it's time for you to tap in on what those are. So my advice for you today, after we're done talking, jump on your LinkedIn profile, beef up everything that you do, add the word logistics in there somewhere because people search for that word, add any area where your former trucking experience, any industry that your former trucking experience used to serve, put that on your LinkedIn profile. You do have a LinkedIn profile, right?
Yes. Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're going to, anything you've ever done once, all right, if it's trade show relocation, if it's convention setup, if there's anything you've ever done once, working with Amazon, put it on there. Working with Kroger Grocery, put it on there. Because the reason I'm telling you that is that I actually think that hiring is really going to start ramping up for December and moving forward in 2021, because there's going to be a lot of lost time to be made up for moving forward. So
okay.
That would be my recommendation, but I am getting very strongly this man with blue or green eyes and brown hair, right? He's slender. He's somebody you used to work with. The funny thing is he may have been somebody that was a former trucker, so a colleague. I'm not sure that he was in a supervisory position then, but he might be now. But that I'm getting that man very strongly for you, that this man will help you get a job.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right, Karen.
Sounds
Thanks
good.
For the call.
Thank you.
See ya.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, bye. All right. Got somebody here from – oh, my computer's running a little slowly here. Hang on. Do-do-do-do. All right, I'm going to go to area code. 216. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Sharon, how are you?
Oh,
it's
hi, Sharon. What's
how
your
are
question?
You?
Hello.
I at my job, I have a career question. I'm in investment banking.
I have a meeting this Tuesday, the 17th, with a big boss. I've never had it with her yet.
She's new to the department pretty much, like 2 months.
I want to see if this meeting is going to go good. I haven't done anything wrong.
Actually, she's not approaching you for anything bad, because actually she's coming towards you maybe to offer you additional training or offer you some there's something being offered to you, and
well, you know,
the thing is that I would go in, Sharon, with the attitude of, wow, you know, are you old enough to remember the Flintstones?
Absolutely. I love that
okay.
show.
Okay. All right. Do you remember that Fred and Barney used to refer to the Grand Poobah at their lodge? Okay.
To go, yes.
I want you to look at this woman like she's the Grand Poobah. And one of the things I want you to do and say right off the bat, I really appreciate, this is what you're going to say, I really appreciate that someone in a position such as yours would take the time to meet with me.
That's you know.
Are you there?
Are you there?
Hello?
Okay, I'm back. So here's the funny thing is that, you know, I always call into this program from a landline. So it baffles me when this happens on a very, very rare occasion. Hold on, let me see if I can get Sharon back. All right. Sharon, are you there?
No one's going. I don't think it was my iPhone.
It wasn't you. No, sweetheart, it wasn't you. It just, the program just disconnected me. So I'm happy you were there in the queue because I got you back on. So you're going to say to her, "Wow, I feel really empowered that you're taking the time to meet with me, with someone in such a big position." Or you say it this way, "You know, you must really care about this new position to meet with all the employees. I just feel really thrilled that I'm one of the people you've chosen to meet with."
Somebody gave me a compliment, too, like a couple of weeks ago, someone that was higher up and emailed her, copied her.
Yeah.
But I don't think that has a lot to do with it, but it's not bad. That's all I was worried about. It's not going to.
No,
you don't see
not at
bad
all.
About it.
No, as a matter of fact, you know how you go home at night at the end of the day, and sometimes and you go, "Gee, I just don't feel appreciated today," right?
Yes.
You know, you go home and you go, "Geez, I think it's time for a whole pint of Haagen-Dazs vanilla Swiss almond." I mean, whatever. Okay. That's my
Mine's
favorite Haagen-Dazs ice cream.
Oh, this one.
Vanilla Swiss almond is my favorite. All right, but back to you. What it's saying is that she's specifically meeting with you because she has heard good things about you, and so when you go in with the attitude, "Wow, I feel like really good that you're taking the time to meet with me today," you know, "Thank you," kind of thing. Because a lot, if more supervisory people, if more managers would just take the time to sit down with their employees for a few minutes, that would mean the world to them. So yeah, I'm not worried about you at all, girl. Not at all.
Thank you. Thank you. Listen, thank you very much. Bye.
All right. Have a great rest of the weekend. All right. Bye.
You too.
Okay. Got somebody here from the, I'm going to go to area code 215. Hello, 215. Who's this?
Hi, this is Natalie.
Hi, Natalie. What's your question for me today?
I just wanted to know if you see anybody coming into my life, like, romantically.
Let's see. Well, it's interesting because there's a fella here, dark hair, dark eyes, likely to be a Taurus, Capricorn, or Virgo. He's somebody he's a little on the chubby side. So he's got a little bit of a man belly, but not gross, okay? He's just a little chubby, and it's probably because he's been indoors for the last 8 months like most people, all right? So what it's saying is that you actually meet him in the new year, not in 2020. This is saying that it looks like middle of January moving forward is sort of your power time. So between, I'd say, the middle of January and the end of February is probably when you're going to meet him. But it says that you meet him connected with work or your job in some way. So what do you do for work?
I do housekeeping at a hospital.
So, okay, what's interesting is that he could be a patient. He could be a family member that's visiting somebody else. But it's somebody, dark hair, dark eyes, all right? And Natalie, my beautiful Natalie.
Yeah.
It's time for you to learn how to flirt again. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm gonna give you the 2 second rule. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So the 2 second rule is where you catch a guy's eye. First of all, you have to find the guy attractive. Don't do this with just anybody, all right? A guy that you find attractive, look at him till you catch his eye, all right? And then you send him a smile for 2 seconds. Some people call this sparkle eyes, all right? But you send him a 2 second stare, 1001, 1002. And then you look away. Now, here's the thing. If there's an interest there, too, he could come up to you and go, "Do I know you?" And you'll say, "No, you just look nice, so I smiled at you."
Okay.
Okay. But you only send the sparkle eyes to somebody that you're actually interested in. Just don't do this willy-nilly, all right? But it's saying he's got dark hair, dark eyes. He's got he probably tans really easily or has an olive complexion. So he could be Italian, he could be Greek, he could be Hispanic, but he's somebody that when he looks at you, it's almost like he's looking into you. There's this real sense of connection. So, Natalie, sweetheart, you don't end up alone. There is someone coming towards you, but it's more in 2021 than it is in 2020. All right, my friend?
Okay.
All right,
thank
thanks for the
you.
Call. See you later.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.